We are in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph today. We made it four lines from the top. The Gemara says, Amar of Raphram Bar Papa, Amar of Chista, Kol Shehu Mishim Evel, anything that comes because of Avelus, because of mourning, could go on Tisha B'Av, the Avel, like the day of Tisha B'Av, and when someone's actually in Avelus, the Lach is Aser, it's forbidden, Bein Bechamim, Bein Betonim. One may not take a bath in hot water, nor can he take a bath in cold water. But if it's kol shu mishim tanug, if a person is not allowed to do rechita because he's not allowed to get enjoyment, could go in tainis tzibor, not because of a velus, but simply because he's fasting because he wants to a tefillah to be answered, a tsar. So then it's bechamin aser b'tzonin mutter. So the Gemara lays out a distinction. Again, if it's because of a velus, the two reasons why a person may not be allowed to take a bath, either because it's a velus, or because he's not supposed to get enjoyment, but he's not necessarily mourning. So if it's midin avelus, like a real avel or tisha b'av, no bath is permitted, whether it's hot water or cold water. If it's simply because he's trying to be mitzar himself, he's trying to remove himself from any enjoyment of this world as a form of tshuva, let's say, so then only b'chamin is it aser, but in sonin, in cold water, it's mutter. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Gemara gets a little bit confusing here, Amar Rav Idi, Bar Avin, Af Ananami Tanina, we also have a mission that tells us, Noalin Es HaMarchatzos, that the mission tells us, it's in Tainus, that on a Tainus Sibur, you're supposed to close down the bathhouses. So the bathhouses were hot water, so you see from here, only the bathhouses with hot water were forbidden, but cold water would be permitted. This is a mission about Tainus Sibur, this is a mission in Tainus. So this is the Raya, that only hot water is us in Tainus Sibur, but not cold water. Okay, so then the Gemara says that, before we go by, just in terms of the psak for a second, before I forget this Tosfos, look at Tosfos, V'chol shu mishum tanug, a small little Tosfos, the third one from the top, Tosfos writes, V'achshav she'en tainus tzibur bavel, ela tisha b'av. Now the only tainus tzibur that exists is tisha b'av. The din is, mutarn afil b'chamin afil b'shivas b'tamuz v'tzom gedalia. One is allowed to take a hot bath, hot shower, on Tzom Gedalia, on Shavas B'Tamuz, any other fast day besides for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And Chayin Pasek Rav Yah. However, Rav Yoel, who I believe was the father of the Rav Yah, Raya Aviv, Aser Lirchot B'Chamim, he says Aser to take a hot bath. So the Psak is, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, one is allowed to take a hot shower on Shavas B'Tamuz and other fast days. And Mishabur writes, a Baal Nefesh should be Machber not to. So I remember in camp, when we were not Baal Nefesh, we, on the hot summer days in Shavas HaBatamas, we would just sit in the showers and take hot showers in Shavas HaBatamas, because they were very hot out, there wasn't air conditioning. Not hot, we take cold showers, rather, on Shavas HaBatamas. But this permits you even to take hot showers on Shavas HaBatamas if you wanted, and that's the halacha. But again, one is advised to refrain from doing that anyways. At least the Baal Nefesh is advised that way. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on to bring Raya's back and forth, what the din is, by a fast day, is cold water also going to be aser, or is it really permitted? So first we just brought a raya, that our mission in Tainus tells us that they would usually lock down the merchatos, which was hot water, implying that all cold water facilities would be permitted. So Amar Le'Abaye challenges this. V'i b'tzonin aser, let's say you wanted to say tzonin was aser also in Tainus Sibur. What would they tell you? Sochen es hanaros mi barley l'misne? Close down the rivers, or, you know, dam up the rivers and put gates on the rivers, obviously that would be impossible to do that. So they said lock up the bathhouses because that's something they possibly could do. But to lock up the rivers wasn't in their capacity to do, so you couldn't teach that. So that's not a raya necessarily that cold water was permitted, it's just because that's the only thing that's in their ability to do. But it's possible still that even cold water would be forbidden on Tainus Sibur. It's still an open question. So Amar Rav Shisha B'Rei D'Rav Idi, Abba, Hachi Kashle. This was his question. Michti. Tznan, the Mishnah tells us, Aser Berchitza. That would have been enough. No Alan Esamechotzas Lamali. One did tell us that it's Aser to take a bath, so then why does it go on to tell me you should lock up the bathhouses also? That seems to be an unnecessary line in the Mishnah. Just say it's Aser to do Berchitza, and we know you can't go to the bathhouse. Why lock it up? The fact that they're emphasizing to Dafka close the bathhouses to saying that extra line tells me Lav Shema Mina Becham and Aser B'Tonim Mutter. Must be there to teach me that only Merchatzos are Aser, but everything else that's not hot water would be permitted. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That was the Raya that was mentioned above. So the Gemara says, Lema Masayla, maybe the following serves as a proof for this idea that kol water is in fact mutter on Tainus Tzibur. Kol chayav tfilos tovlin kidarkon bein b'tishabav bein b'yom HaKippurim. Anyone who has an obligation to go into the mikveh can go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. What's an example? So Rashi, much lower down in the Rashis, but still in the narrow lines, around the 10 narrow lines up, he says, Kol chayav tfilos nida v'yoledes tovlin kidarkon. The woman who is a nidor, yoledes, the day falls out to go to the mikveh, happens to fall out on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, she's allowed to go to the mikveh. That's the halacha. So what does that do with us here? So the Gemara says, B'mai, which type of water are we talking about? What type of mikveh did she go into? Ilema b'chamin, if you're going to say she went in hot water, tefila b'chamin mi'ika, are you really allowed to go into a tefila of hot water? Mi'ika, is that really permitted? Doesn't the Gemara tell us that shu'uvim ninu? What's shu'uvim? So the halacha is that you can only use you can use rainwater where the water falls, where it drops. But you cannot take water from one place to the next place. That's going to be a psul of shu'uvim. That's drawn water. That's not allowed. What they actually do in a place like Arizona, where it doesn't, in Phoenix, in Scottsdale, there's a Jewish community. It doesn't rain there. How do you create a mikveh there? There's no rain. There's no bodies in water. So they actually transfer ice where they're not water yet. They transfer ice in these huge trucks, these frozen trucks, or trucks that have these freezers in them, and they carry them over in such a way. It's not in a kli. The issue really is that it's in a kli. It's in a pail. So they don't have it in any container. It's just in the truck, I think. And then when they bring it over to the mikveh in Phoenix, it melts, and it becomes turns into water, of course, into the mikveh. I think that's how they get around the problem in places like that. Other than that, so drawing water and moving it to another location is a problem of shuvim. So they didn't have the mechanisms that we have to heat the water up, to have a amateur to heat the water up down here, but they'd have to boil up on pots and put them on the stovetop and fill up the mikveh. That'd be shuvim. It couldn't be just rainwater falling in one place and heating up the water with these massive metal, I'm not sure how they do it downstairs, but however they do it, they didn't have that ability. The only way to get hot water was to draw it from a place, to put it on the stovetop. That'd be shuvim. So obviously they couldn't be taking going to the mikveh in hot water. Ella la betonin. So it must be that these women were going to the mikveh in cold water on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Then the Gemara makes a dik. V'chayave tvilos in. Only a person who has an obligation to go to the mikveh that day. But in a shachrina lo, but stam a person who doesn't need to go to the mikveh, just to take a bath, that would not be permitted on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur for our purposes on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a Tainus Tzibur. So we see Tainus Tzibur, only a woman or a chi of tefillah is allowed to go into cold water, but someone who's not a chiv tefillah, simply for a rechita, may not go into cold water. So therefore, we see that this is a raya, that even cold water is forbidden on Tainus Tzibur. I think that's the raya.
A raya for Tainus Tzibur or a raya for Tisha B'Av? That both would be awesome.
Oh, because Tisha B'Av is an avelis. You're right. Okay, so it must be a raya, a Tisha B'Av, which is midin avelis, then that cold water is us. Okay, that's what's going to prove, probably. You're right. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Katina, no, it's not a raya. Lo nitzlecha ela l'cham b'tver. Maybe we're talking about a place where in Tveria, where they had the Chami Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria. So in that case, we only permit Chai B'tfilis to go into the hot water, but nobody else. But when it comes to the cold water, maybe anybody's allowed to go into the cold water. Maybe anybody can take a bath in cold water, even Midin Avelis. Mara says, if it's really talking about Chami Tveria, Ihachi, Eima Seifa, look at the end of that brisa. What does the brisa say? Amar Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim. Kedai hu beis alokenu, our beis HaMikdash, which is destroyed, it's worth la'avid alav tefillah pamachas b'shana. It's not too hard for us to one day a year to skip a tefillah. That's some avelis we could do. Not such a bad avelis, not too hard to do. At least one day a year, we should not go into the mikvah. Now, vi amris bitzonein mutter, yechatz bitzonein. Now, if you're going to tell me that in cold water is mutter, so why not take a bath in cold water? So look at the Rashi, the first wide line down. Rashi says, "Vim isa kidmok bisla de betonin." Shari, if it's like we just said, we're talking about a case of chamit tveria. That's when there's only chayiv tefilas could go in, but nobody else can. And the implication was that cold water, anybody can. Imisa, that's really true. K'demok mislabetzon nchari, that's permitted to go into cold water. My kamehader le Rabbi Chanina. What's Rabbi Chanina responding l'tana kama? Mi'ivu tefila, from the losing of tefila. Nihi delo tavli b'chamin, mishem covered base alkeinu, okay, granted they're not going to go into hot water because of the cover of the base of Migdash, ha'masu tavli b'tonin, they can't go into cold water. Ala b'tonin nami asri v'hainu damir lavid. So it sounds like, so Rabbi Chanina, what, he's arguing or he's just, more assumes right now, what's he doing here?
In other words, it sounds like he's arguing even to allow the people who are chayvei tefilos to go. Even the chayvei tefilos, he's saying, shouldn't be able to go. The Tanakhama said the Chai Beit Tfila should go, just not the Chamin. They should only go Tzonim. And he says, he responds to them, Kedaihu, that everybody should not be able to go once a year.
See, maybe the point is that if the Tanakhama thinks that Rechitza is Mutter, he should have had the language of don't go, don't be Yerchatz, don't do a Rechitza. Why is he emphasizing tevila only? Yabe tevila. Sounds like the only thing that was permitted according to the Tanakhama was tevila, but rechitza was not permitted. If it was about rechitza permitted to the Tanakhama, Rechini should have responded, no, you shouldn't go even to do a bath, even do a rechitza, midin avelis of Beis Hamikdash. No?
We were just suggesting that according to the Tanakhama, who allows you to do tevila, that maybe we're not talking about Pitzoni. We're talking about Bechamin, and we're talking about Bechamin Tveria.
Mm-hmm.
And really, everybody's allowed to go and do Pitzoni, and everybody'd be allowed to do
it. Right.
So then we said, but the fact that this Rebbe Chanina responds, Kedai Hulabi Tfilo one time a year, is Mashma, that he's responding to the Tanakhama in every instance. That it's not just pertaining to the Tanakhama, is not just pertaining to Chamei Tveria. The Tanakhama is talking about any type of tefillah, because he's saying on a blanket statement that all tefillah should be lost once a year, being mitzoni, being Chamei.
And but that sounds like the only thing that the Tanakhama permitted was tefillah, but not rechitza.
Was the Gemara thinking that we were talking about Rechitza? And then we answered Chamei Tveria. Was it talking about Rechitza? Or the Gemara just was saying that a Tefillah b'Chamei Tveria.
Tefillah b'Chamei Tveria. But only Chayvei Tefilos can do that.
Can do Tefillah b'Chamei Tveria.
Right. But Rechitza cannot be done in Chamei Tveria.
Not that Rechitza can't be done in Chamei Tveria. That Tefillah can be done in Sone.
No, then you could say, but only by Chamei Tveria is Rechitza Aser, but by Tzonin even Rechitza would be permitted.
Where did we make the move from Tefillah to Rechitza? Where was there?
Well, I think that's the deal. The whole point, up until we brought this Brisa here, we're talking about Rechitza. And the dig was only Chayvei Tefilos is permitted on these days, but not Rechitza. And they wanted to know, well, what type of water are we talking about? If we're talking about hot water, where Chayvei Tefilos can go, but not Rechitza, not Rishus, so it's only by hot water, but by cold water, even Rechitza would be permitted. And the Gemara says, no, even cold water we're talking about. And the Gemara says, no, we're talking about only hot water, Chamei Tveria, where Chayvei Tefilos could go in, but nobody else. But that's only hot water. Cold water, even Rishus, even Rechitza would be permitted. And then we have this line of Rabbi Chanina telling us, that we're trying to meet Medayik somehow, that his response to Tanakhama is supposed to indicate something what the Tanakhama felt. Let's take one more stab at this.
I thought we were making a deal that people who are not chayvei tfilos can either yes or not be tovel. People who aren't chayv in tfilo, whether they can be tovel.
I think tovel and rechita would be the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, if someone said once they're not chayv, it becomes the same.
Okay.
Let's see. Uh-huh. I think that's the point. If we're saying that Tanakhama is talking about only in the level of Chamei Tveria, that Chamei Tveria, Chayvei Tefillah are permitted to go, but nobody else. Chanina says, what do you mean? Why would you permit a Chayvei Tefillah to go into the mikvah on Tisha B'Av in the hot water? It's Kedai La'abed Tefillah Zu or Tefillah Achas B'Shana. So the response would be, wait a second. Okay, if they're talking about only the hot water, that's the whole conversation, you're not being Ma'abed, you can still go into the cold water. Rabbi Chanina's statement only makes sense if we're talking about cold water. That the Tanakhama says you could go into even cold water is aser. It's only permitted to Chamei Tveria, only Chayvei Tefillos are allowed to go into cold water, but nobody else. And Rabbi Chanina says no, it's kedai. What's the line exactly here? What's the line? Oh, kedai who beis elokeinu la'abed alav tefila pamacha p'shana. That only makes sense if even cold water would be usher, according to Rabbi Chanina, entirely usher, even to Chayvei Tefillos, and Tanakhama would hold that no, Chayvei Tefillos would be mutter in cold water, but nobody else. So therefore, this sounds like it's not a raya. No, sorry, this would sound like it is a raya that cold water, one cannot go into the cold water on for Avelis, consistent with what we said above. And the Gemara responds, Amar Papa Ba'asa de lo Shchiach Tzonin. We're talking about a situation where cold water, you can't find cold water. Chamei Tveria was the only water available, the hot springs, that was all you had. No cold water existed. So that's why it didn't discuss cold water. It was only discussing hot water. Now the Gemara attempts to bring another raya, Tashma. Kishamru asa b'mlacha, lo amru el b'yom, haba b'layla mutter. When the Mishnah told us you cannot do any mlacha on a tiny sibor, it was only talking about during the daytime, but during the nighttime, it was actually mutter to do mlacha. So there's actually interesting Rashi here. If you go four wide lines down in Rashi, Kishamru asa b'mlacha, gabi tainis tzibor, lo amru el b'yom, it's only asa to do work during the daytime, about b'layla mutter, but it's mutter to do at nighttime. Umihacha mashma ti b'layli tishabav mutter b'mlacha vein bit el b'yom. Ava ein mefarsim b'davar. You don't find this idea in Rashi, you find this in halacha normally. But the halacha is, Rashi tells us, based on this line, that one can actually do melacha at night time of Tisha B'Av. We just don't publicize this because people won't understand this halacha exactly. So this is how Rashi paskins. Many of the Akram have a problem with this Rashi. They say, no, because the reason we don't do melacha on Tisha B'Av has nothing to do with the Tainis Tzibor. We said before, Tisha B'Av is not categorized as Tainis Tzibor. Tisha B'Av is categorized as Avelis. And Midin Avelis, you're not allowed to do melacha. Avelis already begins the night before him. So what exactly is Rashi coming along telling us that one may do melacha at nighttime on Tisha B'Av? Okay, and they ask other rayas also. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, the Magen Rebbe asks Pesachim Daftan and Dalam Rebbeis, which tells us that Tisha B'Av is aser b'melacha af b'bein hashmashos. So even at nighttime, it's aser to do melacha. So some want to explain, no, that b'bein hashmashos is referring to b'bein hashmashos at the end of the day, Tisha B'Av, when it leaves, not talking about when it begins. But Pnei Yeshua writes that's very, very difficult to say that. That's not pashtus of the Gemara. So this is an interesting Rashi, but it seems to be against, the poskim are all against this Rashi. So now going, continuing the Gemara, this Brisa again, the Tashma, Kishamru also b'mlacha, lo amru ela b'yom, of ablai l'mutter, mutter to do mlacha at night time of a tiny tzibur. Uch, shamru also b'nila sasanda, when you were told not to wear leather shoes, lo amru ela b'ir, it's only true when you're in the city, of abaderach mutter, but when you're walking along the way, you're traveling, we allow you to wear leather shoes, because it's not about tainug, it's just about you're allowed to wear leather shoes so you don't hurt yourself, you don't get into pain. And when it says to Haketzad, Yote l'derech nol nichnas l'ir cholitz, so when you're going out to the travel, you put on your shoe, and when you enter in the city, you remove your shoe. Uch she'amru, this is why we need the braisa, asa b'rechitza, when you said you can't go into the bath, take a bath on a tiny sibor, lo amru ela kol gufo, it's only talking about one's entire body. But pun of the other viraglav, one's face, hands, and feet, mutter, one can wash these parts of the body. The same holds true by menuda. Menuda is a person who's excommunicated from the community, and avel is talking about someone who's an avelis. So we see from here that avelis is similar to tainis tzibur. My lava kulo is when we say v'chein ata motzi b'merduda u'be'avil. The chein is that not going back on all the previously mentioned ideas, referring to Nil Sasandel, referring to Mlacha, and referring to Rechitza. So see, the halachas are the same, of Rechitza of Velas and Tanis Tzibur. Uvermai, and which type of Rechitza are we referring to? Ilema Bechamin Panav Yad Ragla Mishari. If we're talking about hot water, well, we don't permit hot water for an Avel, even on the hands, face, and legs. Bahama Rav Sheshes, Avel Aser Lahoshit Etzbal Bechamin. Avel cannot even stick his finger in hot water. He cannot have any contact with hot water. So we can't be talking about hot water is permitted to an Avel, because no hot water is permitted to an Avel. Ella la b'tzonin, what's he talking about? Tzonin. So what comes out from this price is as follows. Just like tzonin is mutter for tainis tzibor, so too tzonin is mutter for tishabav and for avelis. This is against what we said above. Above we said avel is aser in tzonin. Here it implies avel is mutter b'tzonin. Mar says, lo, the olam b'chamin, really we're talking about hot water. Hot water we're discussing here. And the kakash l'cha, but didn't the Gemara say, the Brisa say that Avel has the same din as Tanis Tzibur, which would seem to imply that Avel is mutter, at least Panav Yadav Raglav, in hot water. The Asharakai. When we say the word Vechain, it's not going back on all the previous halachas, it's not going back on Nila Sasandal and Rechitza and to Melacha, it's only going back to two of the three. It's saying, just like Tanis Tzibur, it's also to do Melacha during the daytime, but mutter night, so too by Avel. And when it says also to wear Nilas Sandal in the city, so to Tisha B'Av. But when it talks about it, that's not going back on Avel. Avel has a different halacha than Tanis Tzibur. That's how the Gemara wiggles out of that riot. Gemara brings another brisa, Tashma. Dami Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Maisa, there's once a story, Umesu Banov Shir Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Chanina. His children had died. The Rachas Putonin Kol Shiva, he bathed in cold water all 7 days. This is clearly against the above statement where we said an Avel may not bathe at all in any water. Gemara says this case was different. Hasam kishetakfu Avelav Havi. It was where the Avelis really mounted it on itself. Rashi says, b'zeh acher zeh, one after the next. And that's what the Gemara Rashi says further. Kitakasani, shemesu banav shnem, two of his sons had died. Ulfikach hitiru lo kidashkam begavi seyar. So we have a special heter when the Avelis really mounts upon himself, one after the next, it really builds up. We have certain heterim. As we'll see in the Gemara, says the Tanya, Tachvu Avelov ze acher ze. If the Avelis one after the next, Hichbid Saro, his hair gets very long and heavy. Make a basar, he's able to cut it off with a razor. Umechabis ksuso, he can wash his clothing, b'mayim in water. So we see there's certain kulas if a person really has a long Avelis. So Amar Rav Chisa qualifies the heterim. Mitar of a little bit misperim. You could use a razor or a knife of some sort, but you can't use a scissors. You have to do it in a different way than normal. And when we said you could wash your clothing, b'mayim, you could only use water, v'lo b'neser v'lo b'chol, you can't use any sand or any shampoo or soap or detergent, only just water. But we see from here, though, typically speaking, though, rechitza b'tzonin is aser, even cold water is aser, midin avelis. So Amar Rava, Rava says now, avel mutter lirchotz b'tzonin kol shiva, midei dehavi abisara v'chamra. Rava argues on the above and says, actually, Avel may take a shower or bath in cold water all 7 days, no different than eating meat and wine. So I'm not sure exactly what the connection is. Rashi, the very last line here of the page, Rashi writes, Midei dehava abasara v'chamra detanukein ketone. There's a certain enjoyment a person has, so it sounds like an Avel is not, according to Rava at least, an Avel is not forbidden from getting any tanuk. Tanuk is permitted to him. Okay, that's what he says. Now, we don't pass in this way, but that's the opinion of Rava. The Gemara asks the following question now. Meisive. Ein habogeres rashai linavel es atzma bimei avel. Avia. A woman who's old already may not make herself look ugly, if you will, during avelus of her father. Hanara rasha. But a younger girl may be menavel herself. So look at the Rashi for a second. Rashi, top lines, is Eina Bogeris. Shevia Shesaro, she's already mature. Rasha Lenavel Atzma, she's not allowed to make herself look ugly. El Miskashetes, she's supposed to adorn herself in clothing and makeup. This way men will want to marry her. Ha Nara, Sheina Ru'uya Lehinase, but a Nara who's too young to get married, Adain Ad Shetigbar Rasha, until she reaches the age of Bogeres, she's permitted to make herself look uglier. The bas chiv avelisi, a daughter is chayv navelis, uktana eina chayvas vloklum. But a ketana, a nara is older than a ketana. A ketana is completely exempt from avelis. Nara already is old enough to be chayv in avelis, but she's not yet chayv in marriage, so she has to keep all the halachas. But a bogeres already is the a marriageable age. We permit her to look pretty and adorned, so she could find the right husband. So a few interesting things here. There is. I thought of Hagos Ransberg here. Is there not Hagos Ransberg here? Let me show us a shas. Okay, I thought there was. Either way, there are a number of interesting things here. One is that we see that Rashi thinks Anara is not of marriageable age, which is not true. There are a number of indications in Shas that Anara is of marriageable age. So the way they explain for Rashi is that they interpret the words Rashai as Chayeves. How does that help us out? I see top Tosos writes, this is based on Tosos, the top line. Ainda Bogeres Rashai Lenava Atzma. She's not permitted to minava herself. Says Omari, Deha Rashai Lavdafka Ela Hachikamar. Ainda Bogeres Chayeves Ha Nara Chayeves. So Bogeres is not Chay to minava herself, but Nara is Chayeves to minava herself. I'm not sure how that gets out of the problem though. So I'm not quite sure why you have to do that. But the difference is, Anara, her kedushin really depends on her father, so they didn't make any kulas for her. Because her father's going to marry her off regardless of how she looks. But a bogeres who works on her own, she has to go out there and try to find someone. So then we tell her she has a certain heter in not keeping avelis.
This Anara just lost her father.
Yeah.
So she's not.
So now she lost her father, uh-huh.
So she could, they could still do her mother and her siblings. Wait, what's it called?
Yeah, the brother and her.
The Rabbanon.
Yeah, Mimer. Right. Okay, another thing also they discuss about, it seems to indicate from Rashi that it's a chiv avelus on the children as well. It discusses that. Ketana ain't a chayeves. Was Rashi writes. Right, so Rashi writes, there is no chiv chinuch for the katana, but there are a number of indications that there is a chiv avelis for katan. That's a whole longer discussion. The Achronim discuss about whether or not there's a chiv chinuch for katan. So the interesting tshuva of the Chikri Lev, who writes, there is no chiv avelis, because since the concept of the Gemara Purim, Gemara Megill tells us, that since the idea of chinuch is lahargil b'mitzvos, l'chshiagil, we're trying to regulate them to do mitzvah, so when they get older, it becomes habitual to them. So he writes that since avelus, we don't want to do aschalasa to pranasa, is a simen ra, to start someone off with bad pranios, we don't want to do that, so we don't want to have avelus as part of the chinuch process, it's bad simen, a bad mazel. But of course, everything else, we have the din of chinuch, but a special exception, avelus is not. There's no din of chinuch by avelus according to Rashi because of this reason. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. So what are we trying to do here? So the Gemara top line tells us again, Ein habogeres rashai lenav l'atzma bimei avel, bimei avel avia. A woman is not allowed to, or may not have to, according to Tosos, have to make herself look ugly during the avelus of her father. Ha n'ara rashai, but her a younger girl is permitted, or perhaps has to. My lab birchitas is not talking about taking a bath. That a woman who doesn't take a bath, the hair gets oily, looks disgusting and dirty. So is it not talking about taking a bath? So we see from here, now what type of bath are we referring to? Uvimai, ilema b'chamin. If we're talking about chamin, that we permit the bogeres to take a hot shower, hot bath, well, ain't a bogeres v'shai. That's not permitted. V'hamar, v'chis to avel aser b'loshit etzba b'chamin. We already said before that an avel cannot even stick the finger in hot water. So we can't be talking about hot water. Elab b'tonin, we must be talking about cold water. So we see from here, that cold water is usur for an Anara. They're just a special exception for Bogeres. And this is against what Rava said before, that Rava permitted Rechitza in cold water for an Avel. Here we're usuring cold water for an Avel. Gemara says, lo, we're not talking about bathing. We're talking about akichel upirkus, different types of makeup, eyeshadow or whatnot. That's something to do with the hair. Rashi says, pirkus is besayar, kibus bibagadim, other things. But we're not talking about bathing. So there's no raya or kasha for bathing from this brisa. So lema misaile de amr abba hakoin, mishum rabbi yosi hakoin, may you bring a proof from the following. Maisa umesu banav shor b'yosi barchanina. We said before that the children of b'yosi had passed away. Rochatz b'tzonin kol shiva, and he took a bath all 7 days. So we see rechitza b'tzonin is mutter for an avel. Mar says you can't awesome b'shitakvu aveluv ze'achar ze. Like we said before, this is talking about a case where the avelus really mounted upon itself one after the next. The tanya takvu aveluv ze'achar ze hich b'tzaro meikel b'tar. And if the hair gets very long, you could lighten it by cutting it with a razor. You could bathe the and wash the clothing. Like we said above also, you can't use real scissors. You can't use shampoo or detergent or any soap. So therefore, this is not a raya or a question either for Rava's idea that you can take a bath in cold water for an avel. I think where it says, Ikadamri, Amar Rava, avel asir b'tonin kol shiva. Now the other version of Rava, he says it's actually asir for an avel to take a bath in cold water all 7 days. So according to this, Gemara says, so maishna mibas v'yayin. So why do we permit you to enjoy meat and to enjoy the wine, but we don't permit you to enjoy cold water? What's the difference of eating meat and drinking wine than that taking a bath in cold water? They're both tanuk. Gemara answers, hasam mitlefkuche pachtahu David. The reason why we permit meat and wine is not because of the tanuk, because of the enjoyment. Rather, it helps relieve the pain. It helps take away any of the emotions that are there. So it's actually beneficial. Not because it's tanug. It's just very helpful emotionally for the avil. Very different than taking a shower. Now, again, that's part of the heter for those. Many people nowadays will permit an avil. I'm not giving a psak here. But many permit an avil to take cold baths, maybe in warmer baths, or showers during avilus. Because it's for them, it's not a din of tanug. It's simply if they don't have it, they'll be so much tsar for not showering for so long. So it's about removing tsar as opposed to really generating any tanug. So the Gemara says, well, lema, misayle, maybe you could bring a proof from the following brisa, like we said above. Ein bogeres rashai l'navel atzmo. A bogeres is not permitted to mimenavel herself. Ha nara rashai, but a nara is permitted to. B'mai, what type of water are we talking about? Ilema b'chamin ein bogeres rashai. We can't be referring to hot water because we said that Avil cannot use hot water. Ela la betoni must be talking about cold water. And you see from here that cold water is asr for an Avelis. It's only permitted for a special exception of the book of Bulgaris, but other than that, it's asr. Says the Gemara, lo, akichel apirkos, we're not discussing bathing, we're discussing putting makeup on and doing something to the hair to look pretty, but nothing to do with shower. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista Azos Ameris. Avel Aser B'tach Boses Kol Shiva. An Avel may not do any laundering during the Shiva. The Hilchas at the Halach is, Avel Aser Lirchos Kol Gufo Bein B'chamin Bein B'tzonin Kol Shiva. That a Avel may not take a bath, a full body bath, in hot water or cold water all 7 days. Aval Panav Yadav Raglav B'chamin Aser B'tzonin Mutter. The only heter of bathing is to wash one's hands, feet, and face with cold water alone. That's the only heter. And another halacha is, first we spoke about laundering, then we spoke about rechitza, and then a third halacha Rav Chista says is aval lasuch afil kol shu aser, but to take some oil or cream to rub it on your skin, even the smallest amount is going to be aser. V'im laver es azuma mutter, but if it's simply there to remove any bad smell, then that's permitted. But if it's there to soften someone's skin, or someone has dry skin, to moisturize the skin, the oil may not be used, or maybe even any cream shouldn't be used either. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to discuss a little bit about davening on Tainis Tzibur. Where it says, Tzulusa, the Tanisa, the davening of a Tainis Tzibur, Heichi Midachrinan. Where do we mention the special davening of a Tainis? So what's the Tzulusa of the Tainis? Rashi tells us referring to the bracha of Anenu. Like we say Anenu when it's Tainis Tzibur. So where is that Anenu mentioned? So Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda was discussing this with his son Rav Yitzchak. Vidarish, and he made the following drasha. Yachid shekibel alav tainis mispalash tainis. when a yachid accepts upon himself to fast, he has to daven a tainus davening, which means he has to say anenu. V'heichan omer, where do you say it? Bein goel l'rofe, between the brachas goel l'rofe, like we have it by the shliach tzibur, at least that's where he says it. We say it shmei tefillah, Gemara is going to discuss, but that's location between goel and rofe. Why dafka there? So I saw someone in the back who mentioned the Gemara Megillah tells us what's the source that we say all the various brachas of Shmona Esrei. They all have a makor. When it comes to Goel and Rofe, these are not based on sources. These are based on Svara, if you remember the Gemara there. So they felt that they didn't want to put it anywhere between anywhere the makoros were, where the Pasuk told us exactly where to put a bracha. They felt more comfortable where the Chachamim felt there's a Svara to say bracha of Goel and bracha Rofe. They wanted to put it smack in the middle of there, not to try to go anything against the Nusach of the Pesukim. The Pesukim told us to lay out and structure Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara now challenges, is really true? We say the Bracha Vanenu between Goel and Rofe. Maskev la Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak, his son challenged his father, Rav Yehuda. V'chi yachid kaveh bracha la'atmo. Yachid just make his own bracha during Shmoneh Esrei. How does that work? So Ella Amar Rav Yitzchak argued on his father and said, no. The Shema Tefillah, he's supposed to add it on the Shema Tefillah. As we know, the Gemara tells us in several places that Shema Tefillah, you could add anything you want in that bracha. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes has the same halacha, that B'Shema Tefillah, that's where he mentioned it, and not like the father of Yehuda, who failed to mention it between Goel and Rofe. Meisivei, they ask the following question, Ein bein yachal tzibur ela shezeh mispal shmon esrei, v'zeh mispal teisha esrei. So the Braisa tells us that a yachid davens 18 brachas, and a tzibur davens 19 brachas. So my yachid, my tzibur, what does it mean a yachid and tzibur? Ilema yachid mamish v'tzibur tzibur shliach tzibur. If we say yachid means an individual who mamish davens, and when we say tzibur, we refer to the shliach tzibur, the chazan, honey teish esrei, esen var bahavu. They're not 19 brachas, they're actually going to be a total of 24 brachas. Right, you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us where the 24 brachas come from. So, the 19 brachas refers to Anenu. That's the 18 plus the Anenu. So, Chavtad Havin, says Rashi, Bepirkin de Lakaman, in a few days from today, we'll get to this daf. The Chav Dalid, in 2 days from today, the Chav Dalid brachos Havu Biyoma de Tanisa, V'Hachikatani Yutes V'Sulo. The Mishnah tells us later on, they're actually 24 brachas, not 19 brachas. So when we say the word tzibur here, it cannot be referring to davening with tzibur, the shlech tzibur, because that's actually going to be 24 brachas, not 19. El alav hachin kamar is not telling us that ein ben yachid dekibo alav tainis yachid liyachid shekibo alav tainis tzibur. It's referring to the type of tainis that this individual took upon himself. If he took upon himself a tainis yachid, el shezeh mispal shmona esrei, v'zeh mispal teish esrei. So if the yachid took upon himself a tainis yachid, there is no additional bracha. But if the Yachid took upon himself a tainis tzibur, there would be an additional bracha of anenu, making 19 brachas. Shema Amina, we learn from here, Yachid kaveh bracha le'atzmo. So this is the kasha to Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak's problem with his father of Yehuda was, how could a Yachid be kaveh his own bracha between Gol and Rofe? The Mefurish Brice here, which is no other way to interpret it right now at least, that the Yachid wouldn't daven 19 brachas. If the Yachid said, I'm taking upon myself to fast tomorrow, a tainis tzibur, he would have to say 19 brachas. And it's not that tzibur, it's his own personal tainus, yet there's an additional bracha. So it's not so problematic to say that a yachid is koveh his own bracha. Says the Gemara, lo, you interpreted the braisa incorrectly. We are referring to a shliach tzibur. Ah, but didn't we say before that a shliach tzibur has to have 24 brachas, not 19 brachas? Udekashalach shliach tzibur esen arba matzli? That's only begibel tainus, the leka esen arba. Referring to the first three fast days of the series of fast days when there's no rain, where there are not 24 brachas. The 24 brachas are only in later stages of the tainius. But in the first three tainius, there is no extra 24 brachas. There's only going to be 19 brachas. So we see from here, though, it's not a question anymore. We brought this as a question. It's not a question. 19 brachas is referring to a tzibur, not a yachid. And you see a yachid cannot add his own bracha. V'lo. Is it really true that we do not say 24 brachas on the first three tainios of these rain of the lack of rain? V'ha ein bein katani doesn't say ein bein, which means ein bein shlosh rishonos l'shlosh emsis. There's no difference between the first three fast days and the middle three fast days There's only one difference. There's no difference except for the one thing. What's the one difference? That the three middle fast days you can't do melacha. The first three fast days one may do melacha. But when it comes to 24 brachas, they're both equal. The Mishnah doesn't say there's a difference. So just like the middle fast days you have 24 brachas, so do the first days that you have 24 brachas. And if that's the case, so then we can't be talking about tzibur anymore that's davening 19 brachas, because the tzibur davening 24 brachas. And 19 brachas must be referring to a yachid who's koveh brachas himself. The Gemara says, no, it's a tan of a shire. It listed, we have this many times, especially in Tainis, it comes up a lot. Tan of a shire. What does tan of a shire mean? The Bryce listed one difference, but really left off shire, it left off another difference on the list. And my shire, apparently the way it works is, whenever you have something left off, they never leave off just one thing, they leave off at least two things. So what else do they leave? My shire, what do they leave off? Shire, the high shire, they lift off this, this one thing. Well, you usually look for another thing. I'm not sure why they don't mention another thing here. But they left off the din of 24 brachas. But that ein hachanami was something that was going to be said by both cases. That even the first fast days also have 24 brachas. Is that what we're saying here, right? I'm sorry. That another difference is 24 brachas, meaning that even though the Mishnah doesn't say that there's even though Mishnah only says the difference is melacha, there is another difference that's not mentioned, namely that the middle fast days have 24 brachas and the first days do not have 24 brachas. But Vasu the Gemara asks further, Va'ein Bein Katani, how could you say it left something off when it says Ein Bein? Ein Bein means there's no difference. The Mishnah is telling us straight out there is no difference other than melacha. How could you say, oh, but by the way, there's another exception? Then it shouldn't say Ein Bein, that there's no difference. Ella, Tana B'Isuri Kai Mari B'Tfiyas L'Mari. No, when the Mishnahs are listing the differences, it was only concerned with the differences in respect to the Isurim of Melacha and Rechitza and Yilas HaSando, but it wasn't concerned with the differences in regards to the Tefillah. That's why it was left off the list. Yes, it was an exhaustive list of things that were different and what wasn't different, but it was an exhaustive list in a category of Isurim, meaning the only difference is Melacha. But when it comes to Tefillah, there were other differences that just wasn't on the radar of the Mishnah. Then the Gemara suggests, V'ibai same, alternatively, one could say, Bem Tziuso Nami Lo Matzi Chavdalet. Maybe even the middle fast days, we wouldn't mention 24 the 24 brachas either. It's only mentioned by the seven fast days at the end. It never explicitly writes it by the middle fast days. But V'lo, do we not say 24 brachas by the middle fast days? V'hotani, the Brisa teaches us, Ein Bein Shlosha Shnios, the Sheva Achronos. There's no difference between the three Shnios, the three second grouping, meaning the three middle fast days, and the final seven fast days, Elishab Elu Masrin Vinal and Sachanios. That the last 7 days, we have churros and we close the stores. Everything else is the same. Halachol Divrayim Zevizah Shavim. But everything else, then they're mutter, even with respect to the 24 brachos. So we see from here that just like the last seven have 24 brachos, so too from that Ein Bein, the middle one should have 24 brachos. And from the Ein Bein, we should have another 24 brachas also for the first fast days. But if you're going to tell me, no, they left something off the list, mainly they left off the difference of 24 brachas, but Ein Bein Katani, doesn't it say Ein Bein, which means that there's no difference other than that which was listed? Everything else is the same. Says Gemara, but Tizbara, does it really make sense? Ein Bein Dafka, Ein Bein is really meant to me literally, Ein Bein, there's no difference other than what was listed? No. V'hai Shire Teva. We know something else that was left off the list, and it wasn't listed there. What's it din? Teva. The Teva is, look at Rashi. Rashi tells us, we didn't see this Gemara yet, but this we'll see in 2 days. Top Rashi tells us, Hashayar Teva. Dibacharonos, the last fast days, Isa, v'hachaleka. The last fast days have the din of a Teva, but the middle fast days do not have the din of the Teva. What's the din of the Teva? K'tikasani l'kaman, say the tiniest kesad, motin sa Teva, they take the Teva, the bima, out to the streets, and what goes on to explain that this is only regarding the last fast days, not the middle fast days. So we see, just like Teva was left off, so too the 24 brachas were left off also, and we shouldn't take the words Ein Bein literally, that's to say, Ein Bein, there's no difference other than what was listed. No, Ein Bein was not meant to be taken so literally. The Gemara says, wait a second. Yimushum Teva, if you're telling me Teva was left off the list, it was left off the list because it's different than everything else. Lav Shirahu, that's not considered left off the list. We We only list the differences that have to do with private actions. Closing the doors, I guess, wasn't so public, or bathing and working, things that are a little bit more private. Going out to the streets with the teva, with the entire tibur, that was a public event. Those were not listed. Only dvarim shebetzina were listed, nothing else. Okay, so maybe I guess we'll stop here, because this gemara, I think, goes well into the two dots. Should we go on? It's pretty early. Should we try to get to two dots, or that's going to go way too well into the next stuff? Let's stop here. Yeah, let's stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay.